we present Kenneth Williams, Derek Nemo, Sheila Hancock and Bernard Cribbins in just a minute. And as the minute waltz fades away, here to tell you about it is our chairman, Nicholas Parsons.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Hello and welcome to Just a Minute. And once again, I'm going to ask our four panellists to speak, if they can, for just 1 minute on the subject that I will give them without hesitating, without repeating themselves, and without deviating from the subject on the card in front of me. And we're going to begin the show with Derek Nemo, and the subject, Derek, is customs. Can you tell us something about that in just a minute, starting now?
I really do loathe going through customs sheds when one arrives in this country. One always feels extraordinarily guilty for some totally obscure reason, generally because one has rather too much wine, perhaps, in the bottom of one's case. I don't know whether you've heard the story of a man who was recently in the courts and he'd been discovered with 625 watches. The barrister who was prosecuting said, how have the customs official actually discovered it? And apparently there'd been undue turbulence on this particular aeroplane, and when the man had got off at all these particular timepieces which were self-winding...
Sheila Hancock has challenged you.
Well, it's too particular, so let's hear the end of the story.
Oh, it doesn't really matter. No, it's just that, you see, he'd got all these, they were all self-winding watches, and because of the turbulence on the aeroplane, they all started ticking. So when he got off, it was like a nest of hornets, apparently.
It doesn't matter. Anyway, Sheila challenged with 23 seconds to go, and her challenge was correct, so she gets a point for that, and she takes over the subject now of customs, starting now.
Different countries have their...
Derek Nimmo. So, Derek, you've got the subject back. 19 seconds with customs, starting now.
If you go to New Guinea, they have the most extraordinary fertility rights.
Sheila Hancock has challenged.
Deviation.
Why?
Well, it obviously was going to be. I just wanted to stop it being embarrassing.
Nothing devious
but
about fertility.
How...
Well, the way you were talking about it was devious.
It might be devious in thought and idea, but he wasn't deviating from the subject of customs, so I'm afraid it's a wrong challenge, Sheila. And Derek gets another point, and there are 14 seconds on customs, Derek, starting now.
In the middle of the Australian desert, they recently found some Aboriginal tribesmen who had never seen another human being before. And when they were taken back to Darwin and...
Bernard Cribbins.
Deviation, because they must have... because they must have seen each other. That is another human being.
Well, Bernard, you get a point for that, and 6 seconds to take over the subject of customs, starting now.
In the north of England, there are very many strange customs which go back to the Middle Ages and to the pagan rituals...
So, the whistle that Ian Messiter always blows for us after 60 seconds tells us that the time is up, and whoever's speaking at that moment gains an extra point. And it was our guest, Bernard Cribbins. And Bernard, at the end of that round, the first round, you're equal in the lead with Derek Nemo.
Thank you.
And would you begin the second round for us? Lovely subject. Why elephants can't jump? Will you tell us something about that in the game, starting now?
I suppose the most obvious reason why elephants are unable to jump is because they're really too heavy. And also, they do have to carry this large trunk with them, which, as you know, could contain a lot of clothing, heavy weights, furniture, sand, rocks, bits of granite, boulders, anything of this sort, which would obviously restrict their height from the ground if they put a great physical, muscular effort into raising themselves above the aforementioned terra firma.
Derek Nemo challenged.
Ah.
Thank you, Derek. It was terra firma. And Bernard, you keep the subject for for an incorrect challenge. Another point, of course, and 29 and a half seconds left, starting now.
Another reason that elephants are unable...
Derek Nemo
challenged. There is no reason.
Yes, you did mention the word reason before. I'm sorry.
I've lost my reason, yes.
There are 27 seconds. 28. Why elephants can't jump with you, Derek, starting
now. I know
now.
Mr. Bernard Cribbins has been up to Kandy in Ceylon and has seen the elephant... It's bathing the beautiful river
Kenneth
there.
Williams has challenged.
Yes, I thought there was a bit of hesitation there.
I think you'd be right, too.
I'm afraid there was.
So you take over the subject of why elephants can't jump. And 23 seconds starting now.
Well, elephants can jump, and I don't know why this statement as to their inability was ever made. Whoever did obviously is nothing of a zoologist, but I, even with my limited amount of knowledge on the subject, can assure you that they will, and if necessary...
Sheila Hancock has challenged.
Well, deviation. He's not talking about why animals, elephants can't jump.
He's talking about
why
they can jump.
They can jump. Yes.
So I agree, that's a very good challenge, Sheila, and correct deviation. And there are 6 seconds for you on why elephants can't jump, starting now.
Well, it's probably because they don't want to. I mean, if I was an elephant, I don't...
Derek Nimmer has challenged
you. I
do
think he's absolutely right. I mean, it's a totally wrong question. If we've got a question which is a falsehood, I mean, elephants can jump.
Of course they can.
Well, it doesn't have anything to do with me. Don't look at me.
But you're making a statement, are you not, Mr. Parsons? Why elephants can't jump?
There must be something.
If elephants can jump, I mean, it's like saying, why can't Nicholas Parsons speak? We all know he speaks endlessly about water.
Think it'd be long before we were Nick baiting.
I agree, yes, and I'm always very suspicious when he calls me Mr. Parsons, too. What is your challenge, Mr. Nimmo?
Well, then the question doesn't make sense.
That's got nothing to do with me.
Zoologically, it's incorrect.
And we haven't got time to discuss it with Ian Messiter. He thought of a subject, why elephants can't jump, and that is the subject you're asked to talk about. And Sheila was doing it very well. She has another point and 2 seconds left, Sheila. Why elephants can't jump, starting now.
Probably the elephants that Ian sees don't jump.
The elephants that Ian sees.
So, Sheila Hancock now has the lead at the end of that round. She's one ahead of Bernard Cribbins and Derek Nimmo, and Kenneth is trailing a little. And Sheila, will you begin the next round? And the subject is...
Sorry.
Yes. I didn't say a little what, just a little.
No, I did.
A little behind, actually. wind power's a subject, Sheila. 60 seconds, starting now.
Wind provides a lot of power, I suppose, particularly in Holland. I mean, all those windmills wouldn't go round if there wasn't something blowing it. And they, in turn, grind corn and various other forms of foodstuff into bread. Then there's yachts. They wouldn't sail around unless there was something puffing away into their...
Derek Nimmer has...
Repetition done. Of unless and something.
Something, that's right, yes. There was a repetition of something, I'm afraid. And there are 38 seconds on wind power with you, Derek.
A prime example of wind power is Nicholas Parsons. You are present at the moment. The Guinness Book of Records for the longest speech in the history of mankind. Would you believe the aforementioned P over there spoke for 7 hours? Who in their right mind, whether they be elephants would go or whatever, would go along and hear wind power?
Sheila Hancock of Challenge.
Would go.
Would go, yes, but that's what they all would go. And Sheila, the subject is wind power with you for a correct challenge and a well-deserved challenge and a well-deserved point. 11 seconds, starting now.
Actually, I think Derek, for his various outbursts, must have quite a bit of...
Kenneth Williams.
Deviation. Derek and his outbursts. This has nothing to do with wind power.
I wouldn't say that.
We've never seen a finer example of unadulterated wind power than Derek Nimmo's outbursts.
I think you're mixing the business of oratory or rhetoric with wind power, and if you did that...
Well, wasn't that what Derek was talking about, my wind power, when he was talking...
Power drives things, you see, like a sailing or a ship
or a windmill.
If you're going to put it in the other context, you make nonsense of it.
No, you don't. You often talk about old windbags, and the old windbags are the wind power. And Sheila wasn't deviating, and she has 7 seconds left, starting now.
The power of the wind recently in those gales has been manifest all over England, where trees have fallen...
Derek Nimmo challenged.
Well, there weren't any gales in March, so it can't be recently.
Get out!
How do you know there weren't any gales in March? You weren't in the country, probably.
What are you talking about?
I think I might disagree with every challenge of his from now on. And there are 2 seconds on wind power starting now.
Wind power is...
Thank you. Well, Sheila Hancock's over the colloquial wind power managed to keep her going there and also speak when the whistle went, gained that extra point, and she's now in a strong lead ahead of Derek Nimmo and Bernard Cribbins and Kenneth Williams, who will begin the next round. Kenneth, the subject is ambition. And can you tell us something about that in just a minute, starting now?
It is a most worthy emotion, and I have a great ambition to go up in a balloon. In my mind's eye, I envisage the sensation of levity and total quiet. And we soar over the countryside, see it all below like a patchwork quilt. And I'd be so abandoned, you know.
I'd just give myself...
Did he hesitate?
No, I don't think
so. No, he was being abandoned then. I'm next to him. I know what he was being.
35 seconds to continue, Kenneth, starting now.
And my other ambition, that's, I've already mentioned the levitation, so I can't mention that again. Caught on the hop or caught out.
Sheila Hancock's trying to catch...
You said mention twice.
You didn't say mention twice. I'm sorry, Kenneth. So Sheila has the subject again, and 26
seconds... What is it? I forgot what it is.
Ambition.
Oh, ambition. Ambition.
Starting now.
Well, I don't think ambition is necessarily a good trait. For instance, Hitler was an ambitious man, and you can't exactly say he did us a lot of good. And children at school who are forced into being good, like I hope my daughter will be, are not necessarily made happy by that situation of parents at home saying, why haven't you done better in your exams?
Kenneth Williams, a chance.
Deviation. I think we're mixing up the discipline at school for children with ambition, which is quite another matter.
I was talking about the ambition of the mothers.
She was trying to express the ambition.
I don't care what she was hoping to do, dear. Another example, of course, of femininity. Exactly. They can't keep anything going. See, only men have this capacity.
Such
a row, how dare you!
Trail all the time. Trail, 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 you
guys. Yes, it's all because of the marking system.
I don't think Sheila was deviating the subject. I think she was trying to illustrate the ambition of a mother in this situation. And we don't want just a minute to become a battleground of the sexes, Kenneth. And so Sheila has the subject. 3 seconds left, startling now.
However, it is my ambition to beat Kenneth Williams hollow.
You know, with the number of points you have now, I think you're going to beat them all hollow. Good. So, invariably beat Kenneth Hollow in just a minute anyway. Derek Nimmer, would you begin the next round? It's called Keeping a Watch. And we're back to watches we talked about in the customs thing, wasn't it? There are 60 seconds on that subject, starting now.
I often keep a watch on elephants jumping. When we go to a circus, they'll climb up onto these little barrels and then leap downwards from them onto the ground of the floor of the circus tent. It is one of the most fascinating thrills, I think, of getting to the big top. Other things associated with watches, of course.
Kenneth Williams, a challenge.
Yes, hesitation there.
Right, Kenneth, you have the subject of keeping a watch, and there are 37 seconds starting now.
I had to do this in the army when I was a sentry outside an armory in Bombay, and the night was very, very hot, and there were...
Derek Nimmer has
changed. Night was very, very hot.
Yes, I'm afraid there was more...
Well, it's a good story, you great knithead.
Derek, you've cleverly got the subject back, and there are 32 seconds on keeping a watch, starting now.
Last time I was in Bombay, I watched my poppadom very carefully most of the night, and it was quite...
Kenneth Williams is...
I don't understand. How can you wash a poppadom?
Watch a poppadom.
Watch.
He watched it.
Oh, I thought you said he washed his poppadom. I was going to say. Mind you, his diction's terrible, isn't it?
Shows his poppadom.
Watch this
puppet. I knew he had a chipati in Clapham, but I'd never heard of it.
So, Derek, you keep the subject, and you have 25 seconds for watching a pompadom. keeping a watch starting now?
I was keeping watch on the quarterdeck, playing with my parata, and I suddenly saw in the distance this elderly Sikh who came over to me and said, Salaam alaikum. I replied to him in kind.
Kenneth Williams says...
Now, I happen to know Sikhs don't say Salaam alaikum.
They do.
No, they don't,
they
mate.
They do.
No, they don't. Not Sikhs, because Sikhs are from Hindustan, and that
They're
is...
from the Punjab, you great Nana.
How dare you? Chairman, are you going to countenance me being called a great Nana? What he said?
I'm saying anyway, I can
look
say
like a
just
great
a minute.
Nana? Yes.
I know now why they call it just a minute, because I had to keep on saying them all, just a minute. So, Derek, you have 13 seconds on keeping a watch, starting now.
I was one day keeping a watch over my meat godomba roti up in Kashmir, and towards me came...
Kenneth Williams.
Yeah, I want to know what a meat godomba roti is. I mean, now, this audience is completely bewildered. That bloke's almost dropped off.
And you can't get them in Kashmir.
A meat godomba roti. It's a very beautiful Sinhalese dish. It's made...
Well, you said you were in Kashmir. What the hell did they make all in Kashmir? It's in Sri Lanka.
Why don't you have a pork chop in Tel Aviv? Made
That's
by a Sikh
at all.
A pork chop? You can have a pork chop made by a Sikh in Tel Aviv if you want.
No, you can't. It's made by a pig.
What were you doing with this? What were you doing with this dish anyway?
Yeah.
Well, if you'd listened, you'd have heard this wonderfully fascinating
And
story.
I'd rather hear what happened when you washed your poppadoms. I mean, you can't even... Really
we
never
heard the end of that.
No, no. The subject, believe it or not, is keeping a watch, and Derek Nimmer has 5 seconds to continue, starting now.
35 seconds to 4 o'clock was the time when I looked at my little tick-tock. Hello, I said.
Well, you won't be surprised to hear that Derek Nimmer did get quite a lot of points in that round, including one for speaking when the whistle went. Bernard, your turn to begin. The subject is how to stock... How to stop hiccups. Maybe mince is the answer, I don't know. And you have just a minute in which to tell us about it, starting now.
One of the best ways to stop hiccups is to take a cube of sugar and place it on the back of the tongue and suck it very slowly. On the other hand, you can use the very old-fashioned remedy of taking a glass of water. Shall I demonstrate this? It's very intriguing. Take a glass of water...
Derek Nimmo challenged.
And but water.
You repeated the glass of water, alas, and so you hiccup that one back. And Derek has 42 seconds. How to stop hiccups starting now.
This chap was sitting in a doctor's surgery, and out came a girl crying her eyes out. He said, it can't be that bad. What is the matter?
Kenneth Williams.
2 outs.
Yes.
Out?
Out came a girl crying her eyes out.
Kenneth, you were so surprised, eh? Because Kenneth doesn't usually listen as sharply as that. But well done. Kenneth, there are 36 seconds on how to stop hiccups starting now.
I went to this doctor and he shoved a great load of stuff down my ear hole and pulled out all this wax and said, that's what's making you hiccup. I said, I'd never have dreamed. I thought it was an obfuscation.
Sheila Hancock, Chan.
Hesitation.
Well, I was trying to say obfuscation.
Yes, but you would have difficulty with that.
Yes, but
you would
couldn't.
Pick on me, wouldn't you? She won't let me get any marks. You've noticed that. She just picks on people.
Oh, I
just
don't.
Just determined to win. It's a vaulting ambition that overleaps itself, isn't it?
Yes.
You notice it with her.
There are 24 seconds for Sheila Hancock. How to stop hiccups,
see, a
wig Sheila.
She's gone.
The best thing is to put your head down between your knees and drink out of the back of a glass. Or let somebody give you a
Kenneth
dirty...
Williams.
I'm not having this kind of rubbishy advice given to people listening to the radio. Put your head between your legs and drink out the back of a glass. I mean, you have to be a contortionist. Quite apart from the fact that you'd end up very, very ill.
Do you want me to do it?
Ruin your spinal column, I should think.
I'll show you.
Oh, shut your row, you know what you're talking about.
Kenneth.
Great twerp sitting there with that awful wig on. She must have had all her hair cut off, I suppose.
Kenneth, you only play into their hands if you start going off like that. Sheila's winning hands down on this battle of the sexes between you and her. And, of course, she was quite correct. She wasn't deviating from the subject. However dexterous you have to be to achieve what she described. And there are 19 seconds with you, Sheila, starting now.
Get a friend to leap out at you unawares and so that you jump into the air and frighten yourself to death, and that will stop hiccups almost immediately. Or, alternatively, get somebody to thump you hard upon the back so that...
Actually, Derek Nimmo did challenge with about half a second to go. What was the challenge?
Definition of back.
Oh, yes. Thump on the back, that's right. Yes, I'm sorry.
And the buzz had gone by the time I said it.
No. Yeah. There was half a second to go. Derek, you've got the subject. Half a second to go, starting now.
I always like...
Presumably you put on a little hat.
In spite of Derek getting in just before the whistle, Sheila is still in the lead, two ahead of Derek Nimmo. And we're now with Sheila to begin again, actually.
Dear.
The subject is fables.
Fables?
So fables. Will you tell us something about that, Sheila, in just a minute, starting now?
I suppose the classic thing that comes into your mind when you say the word fables are Aesop's fables. These are, I think, rather boring old stories about animals, the end of which there is a moral. For instance, the tortoise and the hare. This...
Derek I would agree, Derek, and you have 37 seconds on fables starting now.
Some of the most beautiful fables in the whole world are contained within the Hindu Ramayana.
Oh,
and when one reads those extraordinary stories of Vishnu riding on the god Garuda, the beautiful winged bird reduced to speed him across the country, as I look at patchwork quilts beneath him and elephants jumping around, he then would say, "Oh, fabled one, from deepest Kashmir, by the gardens of Shalimar, leading up to Gulmarg,
Popperdom and Chipped Twice.
And sometimes, whatever the wind power that was blowing behind him,
wonderful.
This monumental beast of the gods would rise and cry, "Oh!"
He certainly deserved his round of applause for keeping going, but I've never heard such a load of old what's its name in my life. Kenneth, it's your turn to begin. The subject is Troy. Will you tell us something about that in just a minute, starting now?
It was the scene of the most famous Trojan War, and as recounted in the Iliad, tells you how Helen, who was, of course, the property and betrothed to Menelaus, was pinched from under his nose by Paris. And off they went, eloped, you might put it that way, and then Menelaus came and laid siege to the city.
Derek Nimmo.
Well, there was the most terrible howdy-do. And they would never have got him, but these Greeks come on. And they had this wooden horse, and they put all the men inside this wooden horse, and of course they all thought it was this tribute. What's the matter with you?
Derek, what was the chant?
Menelaus.
You did repeat Menelaus, I'm afraid. There are 41 seconds for Troy with you, Derek, starting now.
Was this the face that launched 1,000 chips and burnt the topless tower of Ilium? Marlowe put it very beautifully like that, and Faust says, "What I always wonder, why those particular edifications had not upon them any clothing at..."
A Kenneth Williams chant.
Hesitation, I thought.
Yes, I think I would agree, Kenneth. And so you have Troy back again with you, and there are 26 seconds left, starting now.
Inside the city was this girl who was always weeping and wailing and telling the future. She was called Cassandra. And she was all saying, "Oh, there's going to be a terrible happening," you know. And they took no notice of her. And, of course, the idiots proved, you know, to be wrong because...
Derek Nimmo chant.
You know twice.
Yes, I'm afraid so. And,
well, I mean, you know, Cassandra. She didn't take no notes. So I just turned out to be right all along.
Kenneth, are you ready for us to continue?
Yeah.
Right. 10 seconds, Troy, with you, Derek, starting now.
When I went into Cartier's in Paris, I went to the jewellery...
Kenneth Williams, challenge.
I have a deviation. We're not interested in him going into Cartier's in Paris. There's nothing to do with us. We're not interested in name-dropping his posh shops that he goes to, Cartier's in Paris. But half of us are lucky to get into Woolworths in Oxford Street. Come in here,
Absolutely.
So what is your challenge?
There's some cracks going round, showing off.
It's got nothing to do with Troy, has it?
Nothing to do with... Oh, no! No! Well, no Cartier's in Troy, was there?
I know he hadn't really got going, but he's in a strong league.
If you are going to buy a jewelry and measure it in Troy weight... The obvious place to go into is a jeweller's, I might say.
Yes, you're perfectly right, Derek.
Oh, I do apologise. I do feel awful. I'm very sorry.
I was going to be generous and give it to Kenneth as he was trailing a little and you were in a strong lead.
No, I often trail.
But Kenneth had a good crack of the whip in expressing himself there, so we give you the subject because it's legitimately yours, and there are 7 seconds.
Who's
on
it
with you, no, 7 seconds, starting now.
The wine dark sea. They sailed over it on those great boats in the Iliad towards Troy. And there, Sir Helen.
Well, that magnificent flourish of Derek Nimmo's brings us not only to the end of the round, but the end of the game and the contest, if you can call it a contest, because we do play it all for fun, so don't write and tell me that somebody should have had a point who didn't get one. But at the end, in the game, Bernard Cribbins, our guest, coming back after his previous triumphs, finished in the same place. And
that's consistency for you.
Yes. As before, 1 point behind Kenneth Williams, who, as before, was quite a few points behind our two leaders. Sheila Hancock came second, and Derek Nimmo is this week's winner.
Chairman of Just a Minute was Nicholas Parsons. The programme was devised by Ian Messiter and produced by John Browell.